Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as once again we face the issues. We're always delighted to have you on board. In fact, we look forward to having your calls with your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each day. May I remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about today two or three very sensitive, yet very high profile, very, very important issues that I believe are interlocked with what we're seeing in our nation today. We're going to be using a brief little description of that. Hate crime. Or social justice stunt. Hate crime, a social justice stunt. We're going to be talking about Bubba Wallace and what he did to get global attention to himself. Was that a hate crime? Or was it just simply a social justice stunt? What about what we see taking place with our monuments today and what Governor Cuomo says that it's basically all right? What's the end result? Where are we going? What shall we do with what we see taking place? And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face these issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on ideological bent, certainly not based on political directions, as you see in Washington, whether it be from the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic left, or what is called the conservative right. And it's far from conservative today, ladies and gentlemen. I pray that you are noticing that. In fact, I have seen nothing but silence from the so-called Republicans, conservatives. Total silence. No one standing up, saying anything. We'll talk about that also in this broadcast today. The telephone number is 831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. The Word of God, the source book for life and living. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I don't know of any book that I could any more highly recommend than the studying of, the reading of, the Word of God. In fact, by the way, a great chapter in the Bible about the Word of God, Psalms 119, it covers the statutes and the testimonies, the law of God, the Word of God. And it is discussed from the standpoint of what it means to the individual and what it should mean to you and to me as we study the Word. It's the Word of God that's the truth book, the source of truth, not just a tidbit here and there, but from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text. It's the book of truth. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, he elaborates on that truth. He says, "Thy word is truth." It's the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I commend to you as being truth. You can turn on television. You can listen to the Communist Network News or the other network news, including oftentimes Fox, more and more, that you don't find truth. You're finding shards of truth, partial truth, the little fragments of truth as they want to interpret it for us. But truth is something that is rejected today, refused to be heard today. In fact, it was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. If you don't believe that, you must just simply get out in society and listen and watch. We need to recognize that truth is despised today, perhaps as no other time in history. It is rejected in society today. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. And by the way, just for your edification, if you study some of his theology and his positions, he and I are had differing positions on much that I call conservative theology today. But he made some wonderful statements when it comes to truth. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And when you defend the truth, ladies and gentlemen, you are generally standing alone. We need to realize that we're in an era in society today when standing for truth is perhaps the most dangerous thing an individual can do, is stand for the truth, especially the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment line for the homeowners, like brands like Honda and Echo. They also carry a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, they have a full knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about hurricane backup equipment, as well as lawn care for the personal homeowner and the professional. They can answer your questions at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic U.S. flag. You find that gigantic flagpole and flag flowing at I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is under siege. I've said before, it's the battle for the soul of a nation. We're watching the siege set in. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, our nation being destroyed from within. Now, you might ask the question, well, we've seen difficulties in history past. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, many times we've had wars. We've had different battles. They've generally been on the foreign field and not on the soil of America. All you need to do is go back and study the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, and you will find that we're following in the footsteps of the disintegration, the implosion of the Roman Empire, just as they did. We're following in the same footsteps today. Today we seem to be, we seem to have a nation today, ladies and gentlemen, with no adults in the room. No adults in the room. You understand that philosophy. You look through a large window and you see a bunch of kids in there and their toys, and each one will pick up a toy and the other one wants to fight for it and scrap for it and knock the other one down and grab the toy. There's no supervision, and there just seems to be no adults in the room to supervise it. It's as though the inmates are running the asylum. The inmates are running the asylum. It seems like the inmates are in charge today, ladies and gentlemen. Just how much more and just how much longer can our republic hold up under the siege that we're under? We're under siege today, ladies and gentlemen. You can turn on the television and you can flick it off and say, that doesn't affect me. It's not in my backyard. It's not around my home. It's not on my front lawn. It's not threatening me. I still have my job. I still have my security. I'm still okay. And everything's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply is not an opportunity or an option for you today or for me. The Bible clearly warns us, ladies and gentlemen, of what to expect in the last days. For example, in 2 Timothy 3, it says, perilous times shall come. That means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, destructive. And we're seeing that today. We find it very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, in the last days there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that word nation, we get our word ethnos, we get our word ethnicity. that's talking about racial wars around the globe. And we're watching that unfurling before our eyes today. And I am saddened by what we see. Ladies and gentlemen, there ought not to be that battle just because of skin color, but we find that so visible today in our nation. And Black Lives Matter, BLM, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, has nothing to do with skin color, but it's perceived to be that. It's a shroud. It's a hoax perpetrated on society today for the ultimate control of and the destruction of and the evisceration of the very foundations of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, if our foundations are destroyed, that is the destruction of our founding documents, the very foundation, we lose our religious liberties, our freedom of speech. We lose our right to keep and bear arms. We lose everything that we hold so near and dear as a constitutional republic today. So it ought to concern us when we see these things on national news and we see governors and mayors and law enforcement silent. We watch them sitting on their hands and doing nothing. We should be gravely concerned. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ himself in Matthew 12, chapter 12, verse 25, warns that a house divided cannot stand. A nation divided cannot stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the division of our homes and our families, our faith and our future and our freedoms being destroyed today in our nation. We are in a divided nation today. We're watching the division and that chasm growing larger and larger each and every day. We need to recognize what's happening as we watch the state after state in total flux. Let me just give you a very quick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 understanding of what's happening. Then we'll look at it with a close microscopic view and two areas, dealing with Bubba Wallace, then dealing with our monuments and historical markers and what's taking place with it and how there's a nexus between the two of those statements. Ladies and gentlemen, we see no stability in America today. Our families are failing. We're finding our faith organizations, the churches, thousands upon thousands of churches, ladies and gentlemen, are still closed today. Well, the government says you can't open. And now, of course, you know, Dr. Fauci has already said that we should never shake hands again in history. Dr. Fauci is now back on the scene being interviewed by some of the socialist Marxist media. And he's saying that we're watching a new wave of COVID-19 and how President Trump ought not to be having his meetings, how churches ought not to be involved in large meetings because it's going to be devastating for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though it is all right from the Fauci standpoint. It's all right from the World Health Organization's viewpoint. It's all right from the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party and their viewpoint. It's all right to have these gigantic mobs in the streets, pillaging, burning, rioting, destroying, murdering. It's all right to have that without any social distancing and no mask required, et cetera, et cetera. But don't you dare let a church meet. Large church gatherings are harmful to your health, according to the establishment today. We see no stability in law enforcement. In fact, there's a push to defund law enforcement. Law enforcement today across the nation, for the most part, has been neutered, defanged, declawed, whether the funding continues or not. They've been ordered to stand down. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a little tidbit of information you should understand. We in our city have an elected sheriff. He doesn't just stand down because the mayor says to. But in city after city and county after county across America where you have the police chiefs that are appointed by the mayors, they are simply dummies. They're simply do-boys. They're simply puppets for the political party that's in charge the mayor's office. This is the reason we find today the police departments, the law enforcement's so silent across our nation while they sit and watch, literally sit and watch, as the pillaging and the rioting and the burning and the vandalism and the destruction of our monuments take place. Have you noticed that? We have no stability in our political system today. There's a total flux, a total vacillation. No one's taking a stand. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm gravely concerned about the silence on the part of the Republican Party. I'm gravely concerned about the do-nothing position of the Republicans today. From the local REC right on to Washington, where there's total silence from the standpoint of the destruction of our monuments, destruction of our law enforcement, the underpinning of our constitutional republic. We need to be gravely concerned. By the way, when it comes to the local REC, I understand that orders have gone out from the headquarters to say nothing about the Black Lives Matter Marxist movement and the destruction of our monuments. It is politically incorrect to say anything. You might lose one or two votes. I say to every Republican conservative candidate, take a stand, visible, verbal, valiant stand for truth. If God wants you in that office, he'll put you there. If not, you don't need to be there. But don't you dare compromise and hedge around the truth rather than taking the truth. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, no standing up to the anarchy. There's no party, neither party. The Socialist Marxist Democrat BLM party, they're bowing, giving in to, in subjection to, in submission of the BLM. But we see nothing, ladies and gentlemen, no standing up to it by either party. I'm thankful that there is a modicum of standing for truth and standing for justice and standing for the preservation of our monuments coming out of the White House. I'm thankful for that. And as I'll talk about later in the broadcast today, the president is getting prepared to enforce, by executive order, to enforce legislation and laws that's already on the books to preserve our national heritage and our national history via our monuments. Ladies and gentlemen, we see today the political leaders, both the Socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, totally silent. And I'm concerned about that because we're watching the implosion of our nation. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the battle for the soul of America. We're watching America under siege. And perhaps you say, well, I don't think it's that serious. You need to sit up, smell the coffee. You need to understand that we're on the very peripheral of where the Marxists are headed. We're on the very peripheral of what they want to accomplish. We're on the very edges of where they're headed on a national level, to destroy the constitutional republic called United States of America. So just where are we headed today as a nation? Where can we expect our future to be from the standpoint of national security? You see, ladies and gentlemen, from Antifa to the BLM, Black Lives Matter, to the Socialist Marxist Democrats advocating for Socialist Marxist government, we're witnessing the collapse of our nation from within. We're not watching planes fly with bombs dropping from a foreign nation. We're not watching the invasion from China or Russia, though they are enemies. We're not watching an Islamic invasion, though they're still viable and deadly. We're watching the erosion, the collapse, the destruction, implosion from within. Now, read the history of the Roman Empire, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. You see the very same marks. You see the very same thing that is taking place. And as a result of that, we're watching it collapse around us. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is eroding and collapsing before our eyes. And it's because of silence on the part of Democrats and Republicans. It's because of silence on the part of our political leaders that's doing nothing to confront it, because it's not politically correct to confront what's viewed as a race war. And that's not what it is. It is not. Listen, let me underscore that. We're not faced with a race war per se. It is viewed that way, and on the peripheral, it looks that way. But it's a battle for the soul of our nation. It's a battle for the absolute destruction of the United States. We're under siege by socialist, Marxist, communist push to overthrow America. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is on the verge of being lost. And once lost, it's never regained. We just are watching the edges of what ultimately will be the full force. It seems that Black Lives Matter and its advocates want to destroy all of American history, all of our national history. Now, listen very carefully. We need to understand the dangers of doing so. We need to understand the dangers of the destruction of our national heritage and the national history that we have in America today. We need to recognize what happens when that takes place on a national level and what happens to a nation once it is has devolved into that declension that will cause that to take place. Here's an article that I believe should be a warning for everyone listening today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it during the course of this discourse and dialogue today, the telephone number is 831-0917. The telephone number is 831-0917. Love to have your input. Where do you stand? Do you agree or disagree? Do you think that we're headed for the destruction of our national heritage? Or do you think that we just surrender the monuments and the statutes and everything will be all right? Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Venezuelan activist warns Americans about statue removal. It will be a slippery slope, the article title says. Americans should be concerned about the toppling of statues and attempted erasure of America's history, Venezuelan political activists cautioned. In an interview on the Ingram Angle with the host Laura Ingram, Rogelina warned that these actions mark a slippery slope toward a potential cultural revolution. Quote, I don't think they're seeing past what's going to happen next because they're thinking these are just symbols of oppression, she noted. But I had a lot of friends who told me, oh, it's just the Confederate statues. And I said, oh, no, it's not going to be just the Confederate statues. Just wait and see. This is simply a slippery slope. According to her, any and all symbols of American history are now on the chopping block. Quote, founding fathers are going to be attacked. Religious symbols are going to be attacked. And next, probably museums, she predicted. I mean, anything can be attacked if you just let it happen. If you just let the first ones come down, then there are no limits to what is next on the agenda. She told Laura Ingram, where New York State Democratic Governor Cuomo sees a good statement about equality and a healthy expression, she sees something totally different. It's an attempt to change the identity of a nation. That's my opinion, and that's what they did to us in Venezuela. Of course, it was different. At that point, they already had taken the government. But at that point, they're trying to change the national identity, and they're trying to destroy the very system of government. And if they get the government, and they'll do it, they certainly will destroy it, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, a very scary article in relationship to, from the perspective of one out of Venezuela, of what they saw taking place there and what's being done in the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, it comes in little bits and pieces. Now, it's coming as a torrential rain across America with our statues and monuments and historical markings. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But let me just give you a little idea of how these things transpire and what the indicators are. Most of you are aware of the name today. Most of you are aware of the name of Bubba Wallace. Now, I didn't know the name. I'm not a race car fan. I don't follow the race car circuit, so I was not familiar with that. But it seems that not only with Black Lives Matter and the advocates wanting to destroy all of American history, but we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, today, the hoax of the race car driver Bubba Wallace. Now listen, you can say, well, that's a racist statement if you want to. And there are a lot of folks that if you say something about a black person that's taken a stand that's contrary to what is true biblical wisdom and what is honorable, then all of a sudden you're the racist and you have the problem. No, I'm not buying that. But Bubba Wallace, the falsely claimed that a noose was in his car stall at the racetracks at Talladega Speedway. Yes, the world was coming to an end when that notification was given. All of a sudden, the world was coming to an end because of what was taking place, ladies and gentlemen. But was that really true? Was it a hoax? Was it fabrication? Or was it real? Is it a hoax designed for end purpose? You bet your boots. That's what it was. But when he said, when he notified the authorities at Talladega Speedway that there was a noose in his stall. We're talking about now, ladies and gentlemen, a garage like it's a roll-up door, but it's a stall where each individual driver has houses their automobile at the racetrack prior to a race. In that stall, there was a noose, it was, they were told. 15 FBI agents converged on that little stall. 15 agents swarmed the car stall. They searched it. They photographed it. They examined it. They did all kind of forensics on it. They did forensics on every object in the stall. They declared that there was no noose whatsoever. No noose. Oh, no. No noose. Right. That's what they found. It was just a loop, a short rope with a loop used to pull the garage door down. No noose, ladies and gentlemen. Not a noose at all. Just a piece of rope that was used to pull the door up and down that evidently had broken off. And they discovered that had been there for months and months and months. Here's the article, two or three of them. In fact, I've got a dozen on it. Won't take time with all of them. FBI says noose in Bubba Wallace's stall was a garage door pull rope, not a hate crime at all. The noose found hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega, Alabama Speedway, has been there since at least last October. Federal authorities said Tuesday in announcing there will be no charges filed in the incident that rocked NASCAR and its only full-time black driver. NASCAR said in a statement that the FBI report concluded and photographic evidence confirms that the garage door pull fashioned like a noose had been positioned there since early last fall. This was obviously well before the 43 teams' arrival, that is, Bubba Wallace's 43 teams' arrival and garage assignment. U.S. Attorney Jay Towne and FBI Special Agent in Charge Johnny Sharp Jr. said an investigation determined, although the noose is now known to have been in the garage number four since early 2019, nobody could have known that Mr. Wallace would be assigned the garage number four last week. The agency said the evidence did not support federal charges. NASCAR said a check of every other stall in the garage showed the one for Wallace's car was the only one in which the pull-down rope had been fashioned in a noose look, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, as late as this morning's early morning news, Bubba Wallace is still before the cameras saying that was a noose. I know it was a noose. Couldn't have been anything else but a noose. Now, you must ask the question, why would he say that? Why would he be so dogmatic that garage door pull down must be and has to be, it's got to be a noose? Why would he be taking that stand? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's because it's the political correct thing to do. It's because it gets full attention focused on Bubba Wallace and his Black Lives Matter blazing down the side of his automobile that's speaking as though he is running the race for Black Lives Matter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue this discussion today.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.